KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police in Gauteng have launched a manhunt for two gunmen who shot dead a man outside the Lanesia Magistrates Court in the south of Johannesburg. The 27-year-old man was a witness in an Eldorado Park murder case that was set for trial today. Police spokesperson Mavela Masondo.
It is reported that the deceased was standing outside the court when he was accosted by two armed suspects who shot at him without saying a word. He was declared dead on the scene.
In KZN, two suspects allegedly involved in the running of a sophisticated Dacha lab in Newcastle are staying behind bars until their next court appearance at the end of the week.
On Monday, January 2025, the suspects Clive Lewis and Daniel DePere appeared before the Newcastle Magistrate Court, where the case was postponed for further investigation until 24 January 2025. All remain into custody for further investigation.
The provincial Hawks' Sibu Ngani says their officers and other law enforcement agencies nabbed the 40 and 45-year-old on Capricorn Drive in Signal Hill over the weekend. The directorate says it was then established the duo are linked to a Dacha lab the Hawks raided over a year ago. Ngani says Dacha and related paraphernalia worth an estimated 120,000 rand have been seized. The registration of students at Coastal College in Lamontville in the south of Durban has been suspended amid protests over unpaid NSFAS fees. Yesterday, student accommodation owners staged a protest outside the institution, voicing their concern over the financial aid scheme's failure to make payments. KZN EFF Student Command spokesperson Yaya Mnikwa says this has left some students without a roof over their heads.
They are demanding that NSFAS must just pay them, which led them to do the thing at the protest at the college, stopping students and stopping workers to enter the campus, and then that disturbed the registration. Now, I'm a landlord, doesn't want to allow students to occupy their residence since NSFAS did not pay them. You can even see on social media that there are pictures today at Mega Seats. Some of them went to Mega Seats Mall and then spent their night at Mega Seats Mall.
Nikwa says they've asked the financial aid scheme to urgently intervene.
The EFF Student Command, we did send an email to NSFAS to warn them that they must try and resolve these issues, because if they don't do so, it will left the Student Command with no other alternative but to engage on the revolution.
And U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order granting TikTok a 75-day extension to comply with a law that requires a sale or ban of the platform. He says during that time, the U.S. will not enforce the law passed by Congress and signed by his predecessor, Joe Biden. The platform went offline for several hours over the weekend after the law banning it was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. The top story, Gauteng police have launched a manhunt for two gunmen who shot dead a man outside the Lanesia Magistrates Court. The 27-year-old was a witness in a murder case that was set for trial today. More news at dcr.co.za.